welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Our second debater is an SS3 student at New Covenant, Isolo. She is a 16-year-old girl, Kelechi Deborah Ikoro. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Once again, I Beg to Differ is brought to you by Paystack, our headline partner. With Paystack, your business can get paid by anyone from anywhere in the world in any currency. A big shout out to our other sponsors, Printivo. Printivo is providing souvenirs and swag for all our contestants. They are an online design and print platform. You can create your design. You can select the items you want. You can choose the item, choose the design, choose the quantity, and Printivo will get it done. And of course, thank you to Just Food for keeping our contestants very happy with their delicious ice cream. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. And one of you will be in support and one of you will oppose. You will each get 3 minutes first to present your positions. And then you'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points of your opponent. Remember that this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. So that means that there are no do-overs. If you make an error, the time is the time. The judges will judge both of you on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of your opponents' points. If your scores tie, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides. You will have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent in the first round, and then new rebuttals to your own previous points that you made during the first round. Now, both of you already know your topic. Big data's benefits outweigh its dangers. Good luck. It's time to decide who goes first and who opposes. Abayomi. Kelechi. Who's supporting?
I'm supporting.
Abayomi is supporting. Ruth is opposing.
Kelechi.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Kelechi. Ruth is still on my mind. Kelechi is opposing. Big data's benefits outweigh its dangers. All right. Time for round one. The presentation round. We'll start with the motion supporter, Abayomi, and then the motion opposer, Kelechi. Wow, Kelechi just put her glasses on. I'm a bit worried. About me, your time starts now.
Mobile devices, internet, social media network platforms, and other sources of information all generate a humongous amount of data every day, and this is what we know as big data. Good day, Madam Moderator. Panel of judges, accurate timekeepers, co-debater, and my decorous audience in Lagos and beyond. My name is Ogunle Abayomi, and I am present here to support the motion which says big data benefits outweigh its dangers. To portray my point, firstly, big data help in fraud detection. By analyzing the behavioral patterns of each and every customer, big data analysts can easily detect anomalies in each and every transaction and can easily point out fraudulent activities. Secondly, big data helps in reduction and in reducing of cost. With big data analytics, companies can easily assess the needs and the wants of their people, and with this, they can easily formulate ways to prevent them from losing and also extra cost. A very good example of saving cost is if there is a movie airing on the television and then it has a low rating and a low review, they simply stop such movie because it will help them to reduce their losses and also to keep their monies. Furthermore, big data helps to improve productivity. With big data in production and also in manufacturing, manufacturers can easily analyze and also can easily discover new informations about their users. And with these new informations, they can detect new variables to help them to improve their productivity. And with this, they can provide their customers what they need. A very solidified example is Netflix. If you happen to be a subscriber on Netflix, you possibly know how they bring you recommended movies. This concept is basically with the use of big data. With big data, they can easily assess your previous watch history and also your search histories. And with this, they can easily bring you movies that you are going to like to watch. Also, big data helps in customer service. With big data in customer services in social media platforms like Facebook, you can easily see insights on your page. That is your business page, if you open one. Then with this, you can easily assess your customers. You can easily send them information and you can respond to them faster. This is just to show us how important it can be that is big data in customer services. In conclusion, with the three V's of big data, that is volume, velocity, and variety. With volume, they can easily store a huge amount of data of their customers. And also, with velocity, they can easily meet them faster and also respond to them quickly. And also with varieties, they have different and different forms of big data they can use. Thank you.
During college, Musheng there, 14-year-old SS3 student. His name is Abayomi Ogunleye. Abayomi, thank you very much for that. Well done. Good job. Good job. Good job. And right on time, too. All right. Let's come to his opposer now. His opposer is 16 years old. She's a student at New Covenant School, Isolo. Her name is Kelechi Deborah Ikoro. Kelechi, your time starts now.
Big data can be described as both structured and unstructured data. So in an essence, big data is just a whole lot of information or something someone in an organization. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, panel of judges, our creative timekeeper, my co-debaters, my esteemed audience, and Madam Moderator. My name is Kuro Kelechi, and I'll be speaking on the topic, big data's benefits outweigh its dangers. Can big data's benefits be outweighed by its dangers? I'll be answering that with this point of mine. Firstly, cost of maintenance. The cost of maintenance is invariably very high because the more information is gathered, the higher risk of it getting lost, tampered. So you need it to be encrypted, you need to be safe, and you need IT workers and data analysts to keep this safe. And have this in mind that IT workers are inarguably the most paid workers in the world. So you would have your revenue all being pushed to that side that is keeping up big data, and then your profits will drop. Manipulation of customer records. Customer records could be manipulated, they could be swindled, interchanged, or even because human beings are the ones who program applications to keep this data in check. So people could make mistakes. Also, cybersecurity risk. According to Identity Theft Resource Center, in the year 2020, 1,862 breaches were recorded. And in the year 2017, 1,506 breaches were recorded. What does this tell you? That the number is increasing. And in years to come, this data will these breaches will become uncontrollable. Phishing and ransomware are the two most used software applications that hackers use. They don't need any sophisticated permission to be granted before they can get your information. Just a tap on your location application on your mobile device, you have exposed yourself to where you are at that moment in time. By clicking messages like click this to win, or click this to win a lottery, or click this to see a beautiful cat, they can get your information at that time. And it is not safe. According to UN Fundamental Human Rights, there is the right to private life. And this, because of the dangers of big data, it has automatically been cancelled because there is no right to private life. Everything you do is now against you because your data is being exposed. 4.1 billion exposure breaches happened in the media 2019. I hope with these few points of mine, I've been able to pinpoint that big data's benefits can also ultimately be outweighed by its dangers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good job. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it will be time for the rebuttal round. I have in the studio with me two very, very, very fantastic debaters, very gifted debaters. One of them is from Joan College. He's 14 years old. He's in SS3. His name is Abayomi Ogunleye. Our second debater, you just heard her voice, is from New Covenant School in Isolo. She's 16 years old. Her name is Kelechi Deborah Ikoro. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I am Madam Moderator. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool. You can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
Thank you to Paystack for being our headline sponsor on I Beg to Differ. Thank you as well to Just Food. Thank you to Printivo. Just Food, by the way, makes ice cream that is great for people who are lactose intolerant, which is most of us who are adults now. You start out life, you're enjoying a lot of milk and ice cream and lots of stuff, and then you become an adult and it's difficult to keep anything you eat that has dairy in it down. But Just Food produces Just Delight non-dairy ice cream, so it's good for you if you are lactose intolerant. They've got cones that are delicious. There's a cone crispy, there's the Camel premium ice cream as well, and whoever wins this round gets delicious ice cream from Just Food. So thank you so much to Just Food for doing that for our debaters. And thank you to both of you for a wonderful first round. It's time for the rebuttal round, and this time we'll start with the motion opposer, Kelechi.
I'm back, and all protocols duly observed. You mentioned fraud detection. Well, the people who analyze this data are IT workers, and the people who hack into this data are also people with the skill of the IT workers as well. So who are we fighting against? Remember the anonymous group who went around fishing for the anomalies in government, assuming they were for bad. Do you know the ripple effect they would have caused? Because they could not be traced. They did it so well that they could not be traced. Their information was well encrypted. You mentioned that cost of maintenance would drop with using big data. But let me tell you, it would increase, because I've mentioned and I've stated points earlier, so I don't need to go back to that. Huge amounts. You said we can store huge amounts of data. Do you know? And you also know that huge amounts of data can be lost. What if they get lost? How can we retrace them? Because assuming they are in hardware, in paper, we can be able to get them. We can be able to like look for them. But they're all on iCloud. So if they get lost, that is the end of it. And remember, big data are usually put in programs. So these programs, they only do what an IT or data analyst has programmed them to do. So there is a limit to what big data can do. Remember, AI cannot understand jokes and sarcasm. So there are so many things big data would not do and has so many dangers it can create. Thank you
very much, Kelechi Deborah Ikoro there. Bayomi Ogunleye, your time starts now.
Earlier, with all protocols duly observed, I would like to tackle some of my opponent's points. Firstly, you said cost of maintenance. Why don't we spend money on what is good than what will later put us in danger? If we spend money on big data, it can easily store the data and can also help to reach people faster, and this would also improve the industries, a lot of industries, and also be beneficial to a lot of people. You mentioned hackers. I would like to give you an example of Hush Puppy that happened before the Dubai police arrested him. Hush Puppy and his gang also, they tried to defraud people by sending them fictitious messages, but these same Dubai polices, they also took them down. This is just to show us that if there is an hacker, they can always be taken down by special forces of police. Also, you mentioned you can always use papers. Why don't we just move with the technology? Mostly everything today is all about digital. Why don't we also make digital things? Paper and car always burn, but when we have big data, we can always put them on hard drives, on disk, and on other different types of memories and memory devices, and with this we can easily access them in other places. thank you
very much. Good job to both of you. Well done. You've given us a fantastic debate. Thank you for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. Remember, our three judges are judging each debate by the number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation. That's what we mean when we talk about style. So the points you get for style, that's where it comes from. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation. Number of points addressed during the rebuttal round and the strength of your rebuttal of each round. That's what the judges look at when they are judging each round. Now, of course, their results are in. So let's take a look at who has won this round. My judges are telling me that this one is so close. So close. I'm grateful it did not go into a tiebreaker round because I know how nerve-wracking that can be. During the presentation round, our judges scored Abayomi 30, Kelechi 12. For style, the judges awarded Abayomi 24 points, Kelechi 21 points. During the rebuttal round, the judges awarded Abayomi 18, Kelechi 27. For style, during the rebuttal round, the judges awarded Abayomi 21 and Kelechi 21 with a total of 93 points. Abayomi wins this round. Congratulations, Abayomi. Well done. Abayomi is the debater. Moving on to the I Beg to Differ quarterfinal. Congratulations and well done. You just qualified for the quarterfinals next week. And thank you for taking part, Kelechi. You did amazing. You did so well. 3 points difference. So you fought hard. And remember, there were 243 applicants and you were in the top 10%. So I hope that makes you feel so much better. Well done, Kelechi. Good job.